Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our coming day study, we taught that the second coming of Christ, that he could decide not to come himself and send an angel instead, but he will come. So let's continue with that thought today.
Feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Then verse 34, Matthew 10, Jesus goes on and says, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. And he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Now, did you hear those? At variance against the father, the daughter against the mother, the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. Opposed being of your own household, sometimes the household of God, you'll find there are those that are opposed to you. But if you love the Father, you love God, then you love him even more than father or mother. We're to love him more than father, mother, son, or daughter. So when there's something of the Lord, and there's another thing, oh, my kids like that, oh, my wife wants this, or my husband thinks we should do this, and it is putting those things ahead of the Lord, and you take a stand, you may find that the Lord is a divider even in the home. But don't be one of those hypocrites then that says God first, then family, then your job. If you have a thing where your son plays in Little League baseball or something else, and there's a game on Sunday, and you say, "Well, we made a commitment, so we ought to before man keep our commitment." Well, number one, if you knew they played on Sundays, why did you make a commitment? And number two, you do know that church meets on Sunday. You're saved. You're a Christian. Jesus Christ shed his blood and died on a cross for your sin. He paid the ultimate price so that you would not have to spend eternity in a lake of fire doing that for you. Why is it all right to not make a promise to God or to break your promise to God, but not to man? Look, if you make a promise to man, but it supersedes and breaks your promise to God, you go back to that man and say, "I cannot keep it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm out of here. I can do this, but I'm not going to do it in your time frame because it interferes with what God wants me to do." He says, "But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he doth not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God." That believe in his name is to believe in his person. So when you're believing in the person of Christ, you're believing that he was God, Emmanuel, God come in the flesh, and he did pay your penalty, and he was without sin. He was born of the virgin. And so, when he says there, they're not believing the only begotten Son of God, he has not trusted his life to God. He has not trusted his life to Christ. His soul is bound for eternity. And this condemnation is to that eternal lake of fire. You see, light is coming to the world, he says. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. In other words, why do they not want the sin taken away? Why do men love darkness rather than light? Only the consequence is taken away when we receive Christ and the power of sin. But these people, they only want the consequence taken away. They love darkness rather than light. They don't want to be, as Titus chapter 2 and verses 11 and 12 tells us, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Now, that's the kind of salvation that the Lord teaches, the Bible teaches, not a salvation that says, I've got liberty to drink, I've got liberty to have another wife, I've got liberty to do this, I've got liberty to do that, I got liberty to watch this movie or whatever else we go on with. Why? Because they've turned the grace of God to lasciviousness, as Jude 4 says. They've crept into the church. They've snuck in, acted like they were one of you, and now they're turning God's grace and lascivious into so many minds. They like to get those younger minds to young men in their 20s and 30s and get them changed and make them think. Oh, yes, that's what grace applies to. They always apply grace to the flesh instead of to the spirit, being freed from the power of the flesh. And so again, he says, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." You see, they hate the light. There is no repentance in their heart. Today's society, today's church, in the absence of shame, all conduct is excusable. But my friend, those who know not God are those who do not have a personal living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not come under his blood. 1 John 1:7 says, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin." But you see, the blood of Jesus Christ, it was shed for all sin for all time. But it is kind of like soap. You know, if you do not use soap, your hands are going to stay dirty. Your hands are going to be still going on unpresentable because you have washed them once in the morning, but you've gotten them dirty through the day. And now we don't want you handling food. We don't want you, for your doctor, handling us, breaking our skin open or doing anything else. We want you to use soap and water. Now, I did read a thing recently about the new sanitizers you put on your hand. I found it interesting. They said if it doesn't have alcohol in it, it may not be a good thing. You may be spreading bacteria because alcohol is needed to kill the bacteria in your hands in the sanitizers. Well, I go along with that. But then they said probably it's still best to wash your hands with soap and water if you have that first available. So I find that quite interesting that it said that. But we come back here and we look at this. The soap must be applied. Well, the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for your sins, it must be applied. And you must allow him to apply it to your heart. He gives you the choice. Too often people are not willing for the Lord to take that sin away from their lives. The great crime of multitudes will be that the gospel is revealed and they simply did not believe, nor will they obey it. One of the saddest things for me to see is a young man or young woman whose parents were examples of Christian piety. They had a family altar, and they faithfully attended a fundamental church. That church preached the word. They had standard. They had those kids there as they grew up. and the parents maintained a good standard. But then those children go out from there careless and indifferent, foolishly stating, "Oh, I had religion crammed down my throat." Sometimes they say, like, that's a new thing. Long before I was ever born, people were saying that. I had religion crammed down my throat. And in the fundamental home, it wasn't religion. It was Jesus Christ and his word and righteousness you was having crammed down your throat. You should have swallowed instead of spitting it out. You see, their rebellion has led to a hardened conscience along with a hardened heart. Unless there is a repentance and a breaking down before God with a confession of sin and a turning to Jesus Christ, they will feel the just deserts from God forever. They obeyed not the gospel. You say, well, what if they were saved? Then they're saved so as by fire and ashamed before him that is coming. They reject the word of God. See, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I think they don't really realize the impact of shame. Many years ago, a man in the church, I knew the man, knew the church. His daughter was getting married, and he was to walk her down. Now, for whatever reason, I don't know if he didn't have a belt on, but he should have. And he got to the front, and his breeches fell down to his ankles. Now, he was able to get them back up in a hurry, but there's a lot of people in that auditorium. That man had been a faithful member of the church, but he was so embarrassed and ashamed, he never went back to church, at least not that church. The embarrassment was so much, he was ashamed and would not go back. But my friend, in heaven, we find in 1 John 2:28, some are going to have confidence, meaning they'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant," and some will be saved so as by fire. And 1 John 2:28 says, ashamed at his appearing. What will it be for you? The word of God is the power for salvation. 1 Peter 1:23 and 25 lets us know that. The word of God is the power for holiness of life. The word of God is the power for all matters of faith. And it is the word of God by which we shall be judged. You see, our lives are to be reconciled to God. His word lays out the points of reconciliation. That is the official point to which we must be reconciled. Please understand, you don't meet God halfway. You get completely reconciled to him, or you're lukewarm and he spews you out.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.